Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
You love your mama and you treat her right, but she keeps on fussing at you every day and night, and she's gonna trifle on you. They'll do it every time, and when your baby starts stepping, Lord, you nearly lose your mind.
What do you think, Willie?
Now if your mama's mean, take a tip from me. Lock her up at home, but Lord, hang on to that key, cause she gon' trifle on you. She'll do it every time. When your baby starts stepping, Lord, you nearly lose your mind.
But if your mama's good, I'll tell you what to do. Give her lots of love and love, but watch her closely too, cause she gon' trifle on you. They'll do it every time, and when your baby starts stepping, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Off Pete Mitchell. Now here's Speedy West.
Off Pickett, boy.
Mama, find your clothes ain't clean. You can bet you're slipping if you get just what I mean, cause he's been trifling on you. They'll do it every time, and when your baby starts stepping, Lord, you nearly lose your mind.
Now Waylon, son, it's all yours.
Now you may have a mama who says that she is true. Wait till you get down and out and really need her too. But she's gonna trifle on you. Every time when your baby starts to step in, Lord, you nearly lose your mind.
Now I've been a lot of places, not much I ain't done, but when it comes to women, Lord, I just don't trust the one, because I trifle on you. They'll do it every time, and when your baby starts stepping, Lord, you nearly lose your mind. Drives you crazy.
I know it is.
Ernest Tubb, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson doing one called You Nearly Lose Your Mind here at KNEL on the Hits radio program for tonight. Hey, it's good to hear from Greg Stevens, who is listening to us tonight up in Fort Worth on KNELradio.com. We appreciate that very much. Always love to hear from those people that are listening to us on the World Wide Web. And he asked me, he said, the Marty Robbins songs, and I got him into wanting to hear some El Paso and some El Paso City tonight. So we'll do this little combination especially for him tonight.
Of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And every word the singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another.
My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from the life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. And so long ago, El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me, maybe death awaits me in El Paso. Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. His hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless, everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden, my love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. See Rose's Cantina below.
off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.
Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina. Goodbye.
Gracie.
Yes.
My Ruger is kind of busy, and he wasn't listening earlier.
Okay.
So can you play him a song by Benny Fred?
I can sure do it for you tonight.
And while you're at it, can you play Green Snakes on the Ceiling for me?
Green Snakes on the Ceiling. We'll do it for you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Token, when returned it was broken. Hide your face, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Took my car, you took my money. You done me wrong and that ain't funny. Woe's me, shame on you.
Shame on you. Boy, we had a big time last Sunday at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum for Benny Fred Kaufman's CD release party. Had a full house up there, and And just really enjoyed having all those folks come up to the reception. Have to say Cordelia Kothman outdid herself. She had helped with some great refreshments, and Wendy Jividen brought some, and my darling wife Charla did as well. And we just had so much fun and a great crowd, and then we had an hours of Facebook Live music from the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum as well, and enjoyed that. I think the last time I looked, there was 2,700 people that had viewed that from last Sunday. So that was good. Valera Kothman was on drums, and Chuck Jividen was on guitar. Justin Trevino, of course, was on bass as well, and Jim Lossberg played steel guitar. We had some great music there on Sunday afternoon, and thanks to all those folks that came out to be a part of it as we celebrated Benny Fred Kothman's CD release. Great album. This is a great album called Swinging Halfway to Heaven. And if you didn't get a chance to pick up a copy, we do have some available at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum.
She was always there each time I needed you, holding on to me like I held on to you. We still don't have what you and I once had. No, it's not love, but it's not bad. No, it's not love, not like ours.
One drink to a hand. No thread for your needle. No, ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just go to your dream.
Make room for more. One full of stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own wife would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One full of stew, and on the stew sets this food me. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on the stool, and on the stool such a fool me. One fool on the stool, and on the stool such a fool me.
Yes, sir. Can you play O Violin? And I will always love you by Dolly Parton.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth in the slightest way. I said, John, where do you go from here? And then like a damn fool, I turned around, I looked in the mirror. And there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played. I said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Dolly Parton, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
For you this afternoon, and a little song called I Will Always Love You here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. We're certainly looking forward to having the great Jody Nix return to Brady. He's going to be here January the 29th, and that's going to be at the Heart of Texas Event Center. We already have tickets on sale. If you want to get those tickets, you can go to our website at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com for an evening with Jody Nix and the Texas Cowboys at the Heart of Texas Event Center. It's going to be a great night that night. Tickets are $20 per person. Hope you can come in and dance the night away with Jody Nix. And that's actually a Saturday night. Usually he's here on Friday, so he's actually here on a Saturday night, January the 29th. So come join us and dance to the music of Jody Nix.
Of this as I can stand. You look lovelier tonight than I remember. I'm so glad I got to see you once again. I've enjoyed just sitting down and reminiscing, but I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. Though you say you're happy now, you've found a new love. Tell him I said he's a lucky, lucky man.
stand. There's so much more between us than this table. All those years, all those dreams, all those plans. Yes, you know, without me saying, I still love you. But I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. There's so much more between us than this table. Dreams, all those plans. Yes, you know, without me saying, I still love you. But I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
Yes, sir, Tracy Pickox.
Yes, how are you tonight?
Good, good, sir. Hey, play that one if you can by Ray Stevens, by that guy that wants to join the Hells Angels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's acting up, riding his motorcycle on the, you know, being all crazy.
Yes, exactly.
The Shriners.
The Shriners Convention.
Yeah. Play that one, Pickox.
I'll do it for you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they come down Main Street, drums are playing and sirens are wailing, what a roar. Bands are playing, flags are waving, vanguards and motorcycle corps. Clowns are reclining through the crowd and pinching every pretty girl who dares to smile. It's a glorious mess, everybody wears a fez, the parade stretches out for a mile. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine. Hello, operator. Give me room 321, please. Thank you. Hello, Noble Lumpkin. This here is the Luster's Potentate. I said it's the Luster's Potentate. The Luster's Coy, dead flame at this bubble. Go, why wasn't you at the parade? What? Well, how'd you get that big Harley up there in your room? What? I can't hear you, Coy. Quit revving it up, son. Turn it off. Listen, I just want you to know one thing. You have embarrassed us all, the whole Hey Hira delegation. Now, I'll see you at the banquet tonight, son, and you be there, Coy. You hear me? Black tie, 7 o'clock. Be there. And, Coy, don't answer the phone. Nuddin'. Well, it was all arranged by the ladies' auxiliary in the downtown convention hall. Cold roast beef, string beans, mashed potatoes, and 9 boring speeches and all. And all the tables looked fine with the molten David wine and chrysanthemums on each side. And the Hey Hira leaders in the rented tuxedos made the local heart swell with pride. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine. Operator 321, please. Thank you. Hello, Coy. What are you doing? What do you mean, who is this? This is Bubba. Why wasn't you at the banquet? What do you mean all you had to wear was a high Hawaiian Flaherty shirt? Well, you may think you're fooling some people, but I know what's going on. Yeah, and everybody's seen the little redhead. That's right, everybody. Why, she come running right through the dinner, right in the middle of the pineapple sherbet. Didn't have nothing on but your fez, Coy. Coy, you the only one's got a fez with a propeller on top. Yeah, yeah, and she's yelling out the secret code too, Coy. Dead, blame it, we're going to have to change it now, Coy. We're going to have a special meeting when we get back to Hey Hira about your conduct at this here convention. Embarrassing. Now, Coy, you be at the secret conclave tonight, you hear me? And, Coy, keep it a secret. Well, it was a secret meeting in the
the dead of the night with mysterious sanctimony. In accordance with prescribed rituals of time-honored ceremony, matters of grave concern were weighed with dedicated caution, like whether or not to raise it, stud or draw or spit in the ocean. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members have a fine old time. It's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Alibaba Temple of the Shrine. Operator, room 320. How'd you know? Oh, hello, Coy. Where have you been? Knew you wasn't at the meeting. Well, I found out that at 3 o'clock this morning you's out there in your Fruit of the Looms in the motel swimming pool with a bunch of them waitresses from the cocktail lounge. I just hope your mama don't find out about this, Coy. What? Well, how'd you get that big motorcycle up there on the high dive, Coy? Now, Coy, dad, blame it, that ain't no way to act. We supposed to be pillars of the community. When we get back to Hayhira, you can just turn in your ring and your tie tag, cause, Coy, you are out of the shrine. You're gonna be blackballed, boy. That's right. You might even have to pack your bags and leave town. What do you mean you might join the Hells Angels? Coy, don't you hang up on me. Hello, hello. Don't you crank that motorcycle. Who's that giggling in the background, boy? Hello, hello. Operator, yeah, we cut off. Room 321. Yeah, blame it. Coy, you don't hang up on the lustrous potentate. I said the lustrous potentate. This is Bubba. Bubba. Coy! Ah!
Yes, Tracy, could you play Farewell Party for me, please?
Little Gene Watson.
Yes, sir.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gene Watson. I'd like to remind you that you listen to my buddy Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL and Brady T.
When the last breath of life is gone from my body and my lips are as cold as the sea. When my friends gather round for my farewell party, won't
farewell party.
sir. You're a busy man.
That's a good night tonight.
It is. How about a little Mel Tilly for the little Foot and Wolf Creek Pass?
All right. We'll do them for you.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and the 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, because here we go. Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. Then Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here? I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you gon' kill us. Just make one mistake and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA-approved cluckers. You wanna hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide.
Grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium plated fully illuminated genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He's trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burnt a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're gonna have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear to the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel at 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of a feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Here's a little story my daddy used to tell me, and I think it's one of the reasons why I stutter today. I was about 4 or 5 years old when he told me this, and it's about the three little rabbits, and there were three of them. And their name were Foot and Foot-Foot and Foot-Foot-Foot. And they lived beside a garden, and they had eat up just about everything in the garden, and what was left was were older carrots, and they was getting a little pithy. And old Foot for Foot, he decided to go and look for a new garden. So old Foot for Foot, he said goodbye to Foot Foot and Foot. And Foot, he said goodbye to Foot for Foot. So old Foot, he hopped off, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped. And in the meantime, old Foot had eaten one of them pithy carrots and got sick. And he was scared, you know, he got real bilious. And old Foot, he told Foot, he said, will you go and find Foot? He said, I'm sick. And Foot, he said, what's wrong with you? And Foot, he said, I think I got a hold of a bad carrot. And he said, I'm sick and I don't feel good and I'm afraid I'm gonna die. So old Foot, he said goodbye to Foot, and old Foot, he said goodbye Foot, and Foot said goodbye Foot. And Foot, he hopped and hopped and hopped and he 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 finally found old Foot. Old Foot, he said to Foot, he said, hi Foot. And Foot said to Foot, he said, hi Foot. He said, what's the matter with you? He said, nothing's the matter with me, Foot. And Foot, he said to Foot, he said, Foot sick. And Foot said to Foot, said Foot, he said, what's wrong with Foot? He said, he got a hold of a bad carrot, and he doesn't feel good. He's bilious, and he thinks he's gonna die. Foot, he said to Foot, he said, oh, Foot, he said, a foot will be all right. He said, you go back, and if he gets any worse, he said, you take him to see one of them, a foot doctor. So old Foot, he said goodbye to Foot, and Foot, he hopped and 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 he got back there where Foot was supposed to be, and Foot was there, but Foot had died. All 4 feet was sticking up in there. And it scared old Foot so bad too, because he had a bite of the same carrot. And he hopped 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 and he found old Foot a foot. And how many feet did I say that time? He found old Foot. And Foot, he said to Foot, he said, Foot. And Foot said, what is it, Foot? And Foot said, Foot has died. And he said, I feel like I'm gonna die too, because I had a bite of the same carrot. And Foot, he said to Foot, he said, Foot, he said, you can't die. He said, we got one foot in the grave already.
Set up two glasses, Joe, and turn the jukebox low. And let me sit and reminisce. Now, Pearl, while I pretend that she is sitting here with me, the way she did not long ago. We used to paint the town red and dance until two. Well, I don't paint it red no more, but I'm sure painting it blue. He stole her love, I know, but he can't stop me, Joe, from having just a dream or two. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Oh, I wish you'd buy me one. Hey, E.T., I'm gonna make it three.
Simon, shut up, I'll send you back to the truck for it. Set up two glasses, Joe. Maybe you didn't know, but there's a memory in the room. A memory that walks, a memory that talks, and haunts me everywhere I go. I'm just a fool who loves her and will till I die. From the very first hello until the last goodbye. And this is it, you know,
So fill three glasses, Joe,
and leave me here alone to cry.
Hey, make it four.
I'll make it four. Make it four. There's Ernest Tubb along with Ferlin Husky and Simon Crum. Do that for my buddy Harry Mitchell tonight. I know he's a big Ernest Tubb fan, and I am too. I'm a big Ferlin fan as well. Man, what a great great combination that is. Speaking of combinations, we're going to pick up a couple of songs from the great Merle Haggard. I'll do this especially for Zane tonight. Kicking off with one called Rainbow Stew.
There's a big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn the water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. One of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
All right, Marky.
You don't have to get high to get a happy. Just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
We left home when we was barely past 11. We've been back and forth and all around through hell and rain. I've loved you half of your life and I'll keep on loving you, but I can't change and live the way you want me to. We spend a lot of time out on the highway, coming from some town that played a long way. After 30 years of knowing I can't change and live the way you want me to. But babe, that red bandana tied around your auburn hair, you look like you ought to be somebody's wife somewhere. You ain't never gonna be no Bobby McGee, but you're trying to. But I can't change and live the way you want me to. Every time you leave the stage, I know you've had your fill, and I wonder why you grew up and why I never will. Hey, I'm 41 today, still going on 22, but I can't change and live the way you want me to. That red bandana tied around your auburn hair, you look
look like you ought to be somebody's wife somewhere.
You ain't never gonna be no Bobby McGee, but you're trying to.
Yeah, but I can't change and live the way you want me to.
No, I can't change and live the way you want me to.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.